Five, four, three, two, one. Everybody, I'm Mesnick.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
And welcome to TTV episode 47, I believe. I'm almost positive 100% that is it.
47. Yes. Number's my favorite gun.
And you're joining us today on a calm, relaxing November afternoon. Me, LJ, and a friend of mine are playing Halo 4, which was released on November 6th, 2012. This is now November 9th. We've had probably like around 4 full days playing experience with Halo 4, and that's going to be, you know, a topic on today's episode, our thoughts on it, you know, first impressions. But that comes a bit later, for there are a couple of things to talk about in the world of Lego. But, you know.
We do need a couple. By couple, we mean two.
Yeah, two interesting ones in one, which I just kind of felt like lumping in. But, for starters, how's life and such, guys?
Ended for the guy I just killed. But that's besides the point.
Yeah, we're playing Regicide in Halo 4 right now. Well, me and LJ are. Kai's not, because...
Yeah. don't get me wrong. I do have Halo 4. I've been playing it a lot. I played it earlier this, you know, earlier today. But, my siblings, they haven't watched movies at all this entire time. And about the week I got Halo 4 and decided, you know what we should do? Get a ton of movies and watch them all at once. So right now they're watching, like, what? The Santa Claus, they're going to go, like, Night in the Museum, like, all those other stupid movies. Like, happily coincidentally, you know, coinciding with the week that Halo 4 comes out, so.
Yeah,
exactly. Great. They planned they're that. Grateful.
Yeah.
You got a little bit of static people... on your end. By the way, Kai.
I'm sorry. You know, I've forgotten that I need to restructure this.
Better
every
now.
Time.
So, yeah.
I mean, like, you know, give me a second. I'll do what I usually do to get this mic up and working.
Okay.
And I'm staticky.
Yep. For me, life has basically been filled with many adventures. In the world of Halo 4, past couple
yeah,
of
years.
In the main.
Adventures, that's a word for it.
It really is. Everything from campaign run throughs to legendary run throughs to Spartan Ops to Forge.
No.
Game.
Everything from multiple campaign run throughs, one of which was on legendary, successful a bit, multiple failed attempts to try and get Spartan Ops running. Thanks to certain downloading citizens, that really isn't working out too well. And then Forge.
Yeah.
And multiplayer, of which Regicide is insanely fun.
You mean War Games?
So, I don't care what it's called. I can win at it either way.
Yeah.
I've not been playing as much because, you know, I have a life and school and work.
Yep.
And people to talk to. I've been playing Halo 4 a lot, along the sides with you guys, but my week is mostly consisted of school. Which thankfully yesterday Thursday ended for the week. She gave me a 4-day weekend and then 3 days of school before another 11-day break for Thanksgiving because, like, you know, we have the entire week off and it ends on Thursday. So it's 11 days plus the 4 days I have, basically about 15 days with a bit of school interjected in between. It's great. I feel free in life and able to do things that I wouldn't be normally able to do.
I wonder if you can get to max rank in Halo 4 during that time.
Well, I'd like to, but I'd also like to work on some other stuff, you know.
Yes.
Comic series, epics.
Definitely.
And BioCraft.
Definitely that comes first.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of my week in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm actually downloading Hawken, which is a game. It's an indie game. It's I don't know if you can link it, like link the trailer or something and link them.
I will.
Whatnot. It's actually a very, very nice looking game. It has one of the best graphics I've seen in a long while. Of course, that was before I saw Halo 4. Halo 4 has some amazing graphics. But, you know, it's a multiplayer game where you play as a soldier during a post-apocalyptic future. And, you know, you have a mech so you can customize and build yourself and you just battle it out. And it's a great. I've looked forward to playing it ever since I saw it, and I'm downloading it now. And yeah, I guess I'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
It's a closed beta right now, so I don't know if anyone else can actually get in. If you want to play it or something, you might have to wait till it actually comes out. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that's basically our lives and such. So. Next up, we'll get into everybody's favorite segment, the news. And I'd like to say there's interesting stuff to talk about this week, but there really isn't. But we'll get into that. So, here we go. In the news this week, we have more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles LEGO sets revealed, Hero Factory Brain Attack information, LEGO Lord of the Rings PC demo released, and Halo 4 first impressions. And that's the news. All of that is news, but it's not the most interesting.
Let's go over this. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I linked the article that has all the sets, finally, for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. These sets are interesting, to say the least.
I like all the sets. You know, it's like, at some point, you just sort of run out of ideas for set lines. I think this is that point.
I have an idea for a set line.
Yes.
We'll have bunch of biomechanical beings on this planet, and it's going to be called Roundus Magna.
Roundus Magna. This is why biomechanical, should never be in charge of bionicle. Your words.
The biomechanical beings, they'll be talking to one another, and one of them will be like, I don't know what you're saying. And the other one's like, and then they understand each other, and they find out that they hate each other, and then the great beings come and kill them all. That's a rough draft.
This is what it should be. There's two, you know, there's a planet, it's called Spheres Magna, and it's a desert, it's this giant canyon. And there's a city at the end of both canyons. And there's two biomechanical beings on one of the cities. And one looks and turns at the other and says, you ever wonder why we're here?
You know, I think you're ripping something off there. It doesn't sound very original.
Excuse me, Mr. Biomechanical.
Roundus Magna.
Like, hot. My name is Black. Anyhow.
Yeah. But no, I find several of these sets like absolutely hilarious. Like, they're all in the article. 791001 Krang Lab Escape.
Kettle, my name is Black. Never mind. Yes. That, I just thought of that. Yes.
Go look at that set real quick. I don't know what to make of this.
The Krang. I don't. Unlike a lot of kids, I was never interested at all in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know. I mean, I know that there's these turtles and they become ninjas by training with this rat. And like, there's another dude that fights against them. That's about all I know. Well, pizza. That's about it.
Yeah, like there's that pizza.
I don't know what the deal is with that pizza. Like, did they? Were they having like some sort of pizza party down with the slug and
that stupid pink thing. What the heck is going on with that pink brain?
I don't know. I've given up on like, you know, actually making sense of a storyline. It's a really cheap set. it's just cheap. You looking at it, it's cheap. It's like they're probably gonna charge you $7 for it.
And look at the grin on that turtle.
That turtle is like Botox. His grin. It's like a permanent fixture on his face. It's like he's doing that dull kind of grin thing, and he just sort of stuck there, and he hasn't been able to get it unstuck for the past 15 years.
Yep.
It's funny because if you look at the other turtle minifigures, they're all frowning. There are like, except for this dude, he's like, hey,
I think he's a Californian.
Wow.
Well, anyhow.
Hey, I lived there for most of my life. I get to make fun of them.
Yes, I suppose you do have that right.
They all come with these ninjas. All of his sets have these weird ninja black sort of thing there. I don't know.
They're like, they're adversaries. I've seen them referred to as foot ninjas.
Do you know why? I do actually remember this part of ninja history because, okay, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were always based off Daredevil, the Daredevil comic book. You know that?
No, I have not.
Their origin was a parody of Daredevil's origin, in which, you know, Daredevil, he gets hit by this truck carrying radioactive canisters, basically, and it hits him in the face and it blinds him, but it also powers his other senses. I mean, it's really kind of dumb when you kind of think about it. There's no way that should have worked. But anyhow, the comic showed the same thing happening, but the canister actually rolled into the sewer. And that was the radioactive canister that turned the four turtles into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, then.
Yeah. So the foot soldiers, they're part of the organization actually named the Foot, which is a parody of the ninja organization The Hand in Daredevil comics. Which Elektra is in fact a part of. I'm not sure how many viewers here know about Daredevil and Elektra, but yeah, there you go. It was actually meant to be a parody of Daredevil.
So you know quite a bit more about this than you initially let on.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know anything about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I just know about Daredevil, and I just know, like, you know, I heard once that it was a parody, so I, you know, Daredevil. I looked it up, but other than that, I have no idea anything about. It just looks weird.
Yeah. And another set that I find, like, absolutely hilarious is 79105 Baxter Robot Rampage. What's the deal with that?
Baxter Robot. Oh, this one.
Is that the one with the robot?
Yes.
The car thing.
The terrible looking robot.
Look at. Okay. I don't know. Who built that robot, but can I just say that I don't see the use of putting that piece right there. Like, is there a weak spot? Like, does the robot share a common weak spot with other men that they had to, like, put that giant piece of armor? I don't know. It just looks awkward.
Yep.
Like, there's, you know, everything's sort of, like, pointing down, and then suddenly you have this, like... don't know. Somebody was compensating for something, I guess.
Makahi, it's made to look oriental. You know, like the samurai.
Like, then why is there a black dude here? Like, that dude's obviously the engineer with like his tinfoil hat. It is
Kahi, come on, Kahi. Kahi, we have to be polite. Use the correct term. What do we say?
I was gonna say the N word, but that probably would go over too.
No, no, Kahi, we have to be nice. African American, very good, Kahi.
Yep.
Because that's obviously politically correct.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, so we have... Yeah,
I don't get this set. I don't get this line. I don't get this.
It's not even like... I guess sort of like the Lex Luthor power armor robot, except that one was actually a lot better built, in my opinion.
It looks terrible.
It looks absolutely terrible. I don't get what April's doing there, too. is she supposed to be riding in that go-kart? Or, like, that go-kart with wings and missiles? see, I actually know who April is. I just realized that. I guess do know.
You know a lot more than you're letting on.
Well, I mean, the coat and, like, I don't know.
And then, another set, which I find absolutely hilarious. The final set I really feel like talking about, because none of the others are really notable, to be quite honest. 79102, Stealth Shell in Pursuit.
Okay, what is that thing?
I was gonna say,
that pink,
what's the deal?
Monster, fish, human, hybrid. It looks like a fish with arms, and then they built robot legs for itself.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, that's probably exactly what it is, too.
Here's the thing, though. I bet you this is gonna be the $20 set. I'm going to charge $20 for a speech.
Yeah, I can see the actual price like this at 20.
It's pink.
Yeah.
By the way, pink. Look at the turtle's expression here. He's angry. He has like a sort of half frown in his face. He has to sigh in his hand. He's like, I'm ready to take on the world. What's the deal with his brother? Was his brother dropped on like his head when he was a kid or something? Is he his brother? The guy's like, I mean, I don't want to be like offensive or anything, but that kid just that grin. Okay, you don't have that grin. Okay, anyhow.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I want to get to.
Oh.
79104. Shell razor. Are you seriously getting away with that? Lego shell.
What is it with this line in pink?
It's not okay. First off, everything looks like it's like that truck looks like it's from the 60s. Like, you know, it's that graffiti and the pink, and you have this,
Yes.
Anyhow, whatever. It's like the mystery van, only painted yellow and with a giant cannon on top.
You know, I actually kind of want to watch this show just to see who are all these characters. Like, look at that one dude with the overly bulky arms. What is that thing?
That's a werewolf.
What?
I just now realized that. That's... What the... How does...
What's the deal here? This is...
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. That actually looks like an interesting minifigure build. I would be interested in getting like just that minifigure. Probably not the set. It's gonna be like $50-$60. But like that minifigure looks interesting.
Yeah, I guess he does.
Anyhow, that's pretty much all I have to say. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you run out of ideas, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Freaking. I'm like, come on, you have just, I don't know, just do something that's not something everybody sort of dislikes. I guess I don't really hear a lot about the new Teenage Ninja Turtles cartoon. I get sort of feeling like no one really cares enough about it to be angry about it. I get, like, I know a lot of people are like, oh man, the Clone Wars, they're messing up Star Wars. You know, what is this? I personally think the Clone Wars is pretty good. I've never really heard anything about this new cartoon. Is it just like not noticeable enough for anyone to make a big deal out of? Is it just kind of, you know, that mediocre? Isn't it like Ultimate Spider-Man bad, but it's not like Spectacular Spider-Man good?
Yeah.
I know a friend whose sister watches it. He says that's like once you just watch it on cable, it's just kind of there. It's not really noticeable, so.
Elder, what are your thoughts on this line?
This sucks. Too much pink. I mean, it's just ick. But my honest opinions, I was never a fan of the show because I never watched it.
Yeah.
It never really appealed to me. I lived next door to a neighbor who did watch a show and really did like it. All I picked up from him was their names, and by their names, I mean names that I know as theirs but cannot pinpoint. And the
Raphael,
fact, and the
Donatello, Michelangelo, and the other guy who I forget.
Say, who is the other guy? I was like, yes, Michelangelo,
Is it Bob?
Donatello,
Bob,
Raphael.
it's you.
Who's
Who's
the last year?
And then finally that
I
there's a
bet he's the
guy
dude with
who
the grin. Like, no one promised to remember his name.
Yeah, and finally there's a, I know that there is a guy who likes to shred things like turtles for some reason. I don't get it.
Yeah. Okay, the other turtle's name is Leonardo. And then, yeah,
Oh.
it's Shredder. The one with the grin is Michelangelo.
Okay.
I
No
don't
other name
I
makes any
don't know. It
sense.
doesn't really spin my rotor, really.
Not at all. Well, next
You
bit of
just said
news.
spin your rotor.
Well,
Never say that again.
never. Yeah. Okay. Next bit of news is Anchor over on Eurobricks and also BZP and also, he's everywhere. Found a site that has some descriptions for the Hero Factory Brain Attack sets for next year. The only reason I probably didn't find this is because I've stopped looking. Because if I found the pictures, I don't care about like the descriptions. They can wait. But, this is interesting enough. This is what it says. It's kind of a broken translation. So keep that in mind. In 2013, a super new product by LEGO awaits us. The LEGO company presents new Hero Factory robot model kit ideas in the small brain attack sets. Kits will feature a new element, like brains, which move into the characters and completely change their minds. The old robots from LEGO Hero Factory receive new weapons and armor from their creators. In each package, you will find game points, which will be useful for you to download LEGO online games. LEGO also released an application for Apple entitled Brainstorm. What will be the nature of the application is a secret.
Wow.
The
Brainstorm, are you freaking kidding me? It's better than Shaw.
brain storm? What? Hang on, I need to quote Kahi here. What? 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 What?
Some LEGO
Oh.
Hero Factory characters combine with one another and thus become even cooler and more frightening monsters. So mostly this is stuff we already knew, Anchor says, or could assume. Some more quick specific descriptions of the sets. Ferno, one of the main Hero Factory heroes, his helmet visor opens, his hero core is updated with special protection, and on his shoulders are thorny armor. He has a fiery sword and shield. The Ferno kit combines with Pyrox. They
Here's
kind
what I want to know.
of what?
His visor opens? Was that like really so notable they had to put it as a feature? His visor opens.
That's
Fear not, kids. I know, like, this is what you've been all been waiting for. We finally made the update to the heroes. Their visors can now open. You
It's gonna
can
be one of the
thank us
functions
later.
they tout as being amazing. Just you wait.
What do you mean,
You
Will? They are
know,
counting it as
I've got
being
the ultimate
it's in the
function,
freaking
guys.
description.
The ultimate function is new from Hero Factory. His arm moves.
Web slap.
Yeah, genius. I'm going to make millions off of this idea.
Okay. But yes, then we have Pyrox. And it says his huge, deadly horns have become even stronger and sharper. Pyrox's weapons, rotating fire staff and fiery claws. Behind the mask fits the brain, making the bloodthirsty monster.
Alright, so basically programming is good, and brains make you a monster. Yes. That makes sense. So basically, though, if one of the brains does, in fact, infect one of the heroes, do they become biomechanical beings?
I suppose so. Yeah. Okay. Then next up, we have... Let's see who's next. Braca, a hero. I really need to point out, he's a hero. with blades mounted on his shield, just as with Furno, his helmet opens and closes, protecting the upgraded head. What? Raka's main weapon, his plasma sword. Raka combines with Scarox.
You know, there's some major copyright infringement if they go ahead and use plasma sword.
Yes.
Okay, here's what I'm wondering, okay? Why do people put the robot brains inside of the robot head?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess here's my thing. You have a robot. Why don't you just have receivers and stuff in the head and have everything situated at the core, the chest, which is a lot bigger, and you can build a lot more armor around it, more protection. And if someone shoots the head off, thinking, oh, that's going to stop the robot, it won't. The robot will just keep going because, you know, the actual core processor is not in the head.
Yeah.
Because makes for more dramatic deaths.
But it's...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. This is Hero Factory. Death isn't allowed.
Oh, yeah. No death.
Only hand removal.
Only core hunt. Well, yeah, actually, core hunter did kind of die. So... Can't really.
Spoilers.
Yes. Spoiler alert. Because I know so many people care.
Hero Factory story fans. So you have a spoiler alert.
Yep. And then they talk about Scarox. They make note that he's an evil monster. And that he has sharp, poisonous fangs and edge blades. Whatever the heck those are.
I think people just run out of ideas for this one.
Edge blade.
He's a villain, and he has, what are these things, Frank? I don't know, are they horns? Or, like, kind of bulges? Alright, they're horns, and, he's got, like, fang with blades on his, the edge of edge blades, like, where they're gonna have the blades at the beginning, at the, like, where else are the blades gonna be? Except for the end, like, you never, okay. And, I don't know, I'm running out of, what's it, 250 words we need to put? His helmet flips open. Write that in, Frank. His helmet flips open.
The helmet flipping open is obviously the most important part of the whole.
I just don't get it. I don't get what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This line, I don't know my thoughts on this line, being completely honest. Anyway. A couple more sets. Bulk, another hero, they say. Like, we're not supposed to know. Say, Bulk, another hero. So, okay, right off the bat, reinforced Bulk's a hero. That's nice. Then, they make note of the fact that his weapon is a laser drill with integrated rocket launcher. A laser drill with a rocket launcher. It's a rocket launcher laser drill thing.
There's no kill like overkill. I don't think you can be like...
TTV episode 47, there's no kill like overkill. Okay.
That's That's. I mean, like, he's just drilling and blasting them and like lasering them. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then they say, the shield can be attached to his back so it does not interfere in the fight.
Because obviously, when he's fighting, he wants to keep the shield on his back instead of, you know, protecting when he's being fired upon. It's like, I'm going to hold this everywhere where I'm not being fired at, but the second someone starts shooting at me, I'm going to put this shield and put it on my back so I can laser and drill and rocket this dude.
Aldrin, what do you think about this development?
They really let themselves go on this one. Sorry.
Putting the shields on their back.
Boy, when they have such innovative features like this.
Yeah, they said that, and I like how they also specify, they're like, so it doesn't interfere in the fight.
In the fight? Like, it's just like, what's he going to use that shield for if it's not in a fight?
Yeah.
Well, you see, Kahi, it's called decoration.
Yeah.
AKA,
Jet.
Everything that the heroes don't need.
Yeah. Because, like, you just know in the show, they're just going to have them going pew, 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 pew. And they're obviously not going to use the shield whatsoever. So, you know, naturally in the sets, they have to stress that feature too. Like, right, we're not going to use the shields. They're just kind of here. Kind of like the Thornax launchers in the Galtorian Legend. The Legend.
Don't even get me started. The Glatorian. Anyhow.
Yeah. Alright. So then, in just one second, I shall read the next one. Okay. Next one is Bruiser, the victim of an evil orange brain, which climbed into his mask. The second major villain. So I guess the others are like not major, like Scarox. Anyway, he combines with Bulk. Bruiser's main weapon is his crushing fist. The heavier armor on Bruiser's shoulders and knees protect against impact. So I'm gonna throw up a picture on the screen of Bruiser. Oh,
good God. I'm done with this.
Bruiser's heavy armor on his knees protects them from impact. Look at this set and look at his knees. This is the funniest thing ever.
What the heck?
Heavy armor on his knees. More like no armor on his knees. What the heck?
Skype is glitching out on me. I can't even click the link. Oh, there we go. All right, let's... Wow.
Look at that heavy knee armor.
There's... Okay. Okay. Now they're not even... It's like, it's not even that bad that, like, they're not even... They're overstating, like, small parts of their product. They don't even have small parts of the product to overstate.
Yeah.
Like... I'm surprised he didn't say his giant freaking arm to beat people into the ground with. But yeah. No, it's the knee armor that you need to be aware about.
That way, instead of elbowing people in the back, he'll knee them in the face.
Yes.
And that would be the plot.
Yes.
Knee facer.
No. You know what I just realized?
What?
2012 has been the year for bows and arrows. I now understand why they mention, oh, he has extra protection on his knees.
Why?
It's because they're setting this up to be an arrow in the knee joke. I can see it happening. Here we have Natalie Breeze, who just so happens to be a mock-up robo version of Robin Hood, firing her bow and arrow randomly.
Actually, 2012, she's basically a mock-up version of Katniss.
Yeah.
Or, who's that girl in Brave? Meredith? Merida?
It's like, here we go.
Hawkeye.
Breeze. I'm glad you brought this
Hawkeye.
Up. I'm very glad.
How this actually has been a year to bone arrow.
Breeze.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Breeze is a hero with sharp edges on her shield. Just as with Furno and Rocka, helmet opens and closes, protecting the upgraded core. You know what I just realized? They don't say what? That for Bulk.
Maybe Bulk's just so stupid. He doesn't have a core in his head to protect. All right. No, but like,
Breeze's main weapon.
If they have the core, if they have the core inside their head, why would it even open? Like, why not just always stay close?
I don't know anymore. Breeze's main weapon is a bilateral spear.
A what now?
A bilateral spear.
Okay, because when you originally said that, I heard a bilateral steer. Now, I deal with cows, and, you know, the steer is a type of cow. So here I am thinking we have Natalie Breeze lifting a cow and throwing it at the bad guys.
No, I saw her with, like, a cow with, like, two heads. And they're both going opposite directions. You know, it's like those two bodied animals thing. There's a head on each end, and they're both trying to go in one direction. They're both trying to pull each other apart. And Natalie Breeze is just sort of sitting on top like a drag queen. Or not drag queen. Drama. I don't know, whatever the heck.
It's like, so basically all that means is that she has a double-sided spear. There is no bow and arrow.
That's it. Well, I mean, like, if you're gonna have the girl of your franchise have like a basically a bow and arrow like sub, just make it a freaking bow and arrow.
That's not a spear. It's a very bent spear.
Yeah, it looks like a bow. I bet you they wanted it to be a bow, and like they couldn't figure out how the string would work, and they just see like, oh, it's a bilateral spear. Which so happens to be the like in construction.
The final set is Ogrim, a minor villain into which a light green brain snuck behind the mask.
I love how it's like a light green brain. Like, just in case you're wondering, something like a pink brain or a blue brain, it was a light green brain.
Yep.
Anyhow. Okay, very quickly, I forget at the moment because I'm not looking at all of them. Is there a pink brain?
No.
Good. This is why this set line will be above Teenage Mutant Ninja whatever's. Snakes. Porcupines.
Ogrim's main weapon is a rather dangerous crusher.
<That's> a... What?
A crusher.
A rather dangerous crusher on a long chain.
Oh no, what will we ever do? A crusher. How will I ever lift this horrible crushing blow?
Crushers.
Then they just... I wonder how long it's going to take before they just call it the beater, the beat upper.
Yeah.
The whooper.
It's just going to be called the ouch maker.
The ouch maker.
Okay, here we go. Monster Ogrim can be combined with Breeze. And those are our brain attack bits of information. Obviously, these aren't like the descriptions they're going to like roll with on like Lego.com, but this is just a little bit of insight into like the direction they're going.
All right, here's what I have to say. Original Hero Factory, they're like, this is your core. This is the most important part of the Hero Factory. It uses some super rare material, and like, you know, like if it's damaged, then you basically kind of die. And you know, and you're like, all right, so obviously, since this is so important, we're gonna paint it a really bright color and stick it in the middle of your chest, where everyone can see it and get a good shot at it. Because it's not like we can put it behind your armor or anything, you know, so it'll be protected or whatnot. No, we make it easy for people. We're going to paint it like bright red and bright green and bright blue and just stick it on top of your chest so anyone can see that.
But Kahi.
And then finally they're like, okay, I guess, you know, with Core Hunter, we kind of decided that the core being outside of the chest plate was kind of a bad design flaw. All right, it was my bad. We're going to do this again. How about to make Core Hunter take like a couple more seconds, we're going to put it in your visor and make your visor flip open so we can get it that way instead of like just reaching on your chest and get it, because, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable. Just reaching inside your head is going to make it a lot better.
Yeah. Hey, what about the morale?
What morale?
Oh. Yes. The morale.
The morale of the story? You not be a freaking idiot?
The morale of the story.
I didn't think of it.
Put your designed Hero Factory cores on the outside. It's like superheroes wearing their underwear on the outside of her clothes, except, like, if you shoot that underwear, they explode.
You know, that's a horrible way of explaining this.
It really is, isn't it? But, yeah, anyway. This is Hero Factory Brain Attack. Obviously, we'll talk about the finalized descriptions when they come out, but until then, this is the line. Woohoo.
I'm not looking forward to this whatsoever.
But Kai, I remember you saying, man, this is shaping up to be one of the more interesting Hero Factory lines.
One of the interesting lines to, like, buy and stuff. I mean, like, I'd buy probably my Pyrox because I need the colors.
Oh, yeah, Pyrox. The one that just so happens to be the devil.
Exactly. But, like, I want to say I'm not looking forward. I'm not looking forward to the, you know, the animated movie they usually do.
I am. Like, it's going to be hilariously absurd.
I guess, but I'm probably going to watch it when I don't have enough time, as opposed to setting aside time to go view it like I did with this year's Breakout.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yes. This.
Get the ordinance.
I know. We're playing Halo.
Speaking of ordinances, is that the... No, Lord of the Rings.
Well, you know.
Like, yeah, sorry about that transition, but Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Ooh. Lord of the Rings PC demo released. What are you guys' thoughts?
I don't care.
But LJ, it's Lord of the Rings.
I've seen one of the movies, and... Okay, so very quickly, I just want to mention, this is completely off topic, but you know how in the Halo story that every slash with the energy sword, every usage, it depletes a bit of it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And how in every Halo game until now, if you hit a wall, everything's okay, it's only if you get a kill. If you hit any object with the energy sword, you will deplete one kill worth of the sword. As I just found out, as after hitting a wall... This sword just completely drained.
It's what you get for hitting a wall.
Oh, come on. It's better than a mongoose.
Yeah. That's like a reference to like a funny story of old where we were trying to do a machinima. And LJ hit a mongoose with the energy sword, causing his death.
Obviously,
this may seem fine.
LJ is kind of a noob when it comes to the energy sword.
Oh, come
Both
on.
And how no, he used it. And the fact that he uses it all together.
Oh, come on. I'm the energy sword expert. Without me, you'd have no one person to be good with the sword.
And we're back
but
to
anyway.
Yeah.
Alright, but yeah. So, Lord of the Rings, seen one movie, but the game does not interest me because I know Teen Titan games or whatever they're called. TT? It's
Teen
supposed to mean something.
Tinseltown Toons.
Tinseltown? No, it's
no,
not Tinseltown.
Tinseltown. Maybe like... Tales. I believe. I'm not sure, to be quite honest.
Anyway.
All right, Kai, you should know this.
I think so. I think it is actually Traveler's Tales.
Okay.
There's only been one TT game that I've enjoyed. That's Bionicle Heroes. All the others...
That game sucked. It was like...
Dude, that game
DS,
was... Yes,
it was like Metroid Prime, but without any of the stuff. That was cool.
What? Oh, wait, Metroid Prime. Is that the bad one?
No, it's not the bad one. The Metroid Prime series was the ones where they were like for the GameCube, and then they made Metroid Prime 3 for the Wii.
Oh, Kahi!
They're the first person. Ah. They are the first person Metroid games. The ones I'm always telling you you should play because you'd probably enjoy them more than the platformers.
Oh, no, I like the platformers a lot. Especially when I run into a room with like a bazillion of those stinking things that'll kill me if one of them hits me.
Yes.
Well, yes. Anyhow.
There's really nothing to talk about with Lord of the Rings other than I have not actually been following this game to know if it's like making any notable changes like Lego Batman 2 did. So for all I know, it could be a good game. But I don't.
As far as I know, they're actually not. At first I thought, you know what would be cool? Lego like Skyrim using the Lord of the Rings franchise. And I'd be like, oh, that'd be so awesome. Nope. They're doing the normal thing. You know, you start off here in the Shire, and you meet a level. You go on to level 2, and you just keep going down the map. As far as I know, it's what they're doing. They might be doing. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't really been keeping up with this 100% either. So they might be doing something completely new. But from all the stuff I've heard and read, no, not really.
Not really.
The big thing is just like they're using the voices and the animation.
Yeah, which, unless I'm wrong, Batman 2 didn't already do
yes,
it.
Yes, they did. But Batman 2 was original. Like, they actually got original voice actors to do original lines. This time, they're just taking audio clips from the movie.
Really? Really?
Yep.
That's terrible. Well, okay. Then I guess we're good to head into the final bit of news. And this is the inevitable. We've had Halo 4 for a couple days now. What are our impressions? Now, obviously, in a perfect world, I'd like for all of the people that have played Halo 4 to be here so we can actually talk about our impressions. Var's off doing his own thing. Vin's not a part of the podcast anymore, even though he could be if he wanted to, because he's actually has Skype now. Mange is off watching Wreck It Ralph, and he doesn't have Halo 4 anyway, as of yet. But, you know, still, he could offer some insight into what he hopes from it. But no, just us. So, oh yeah, Keeney's not on.
We could get Keeney as well, but who's that guy? Because he's never on the podcast anymore.
Yep. So well, you'll just have to settle for us and our impressions. So,
sorry.
I'm going to let you guys go first. What are
I'm
you
going to let Kai go first so that I can talk after he's done.
Okay. Kai,
yeah.
Has Halo 4 lived up to your expectations?
Yes, it has.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, like, basically, I paid $65 for this game. And I say that with great weight and impact to, you know, my actual faith in how good this game was going to be. Because I don't really like to pay for games. As a lot of people know, I don't like to pay for games.
You don't like to pay for anything.
No, I really don't. But especially games, because you know sometimes
the cheese, Kai.
The world is like a $20 bill that's at my feet, and it's offered me this opportunity that I can't take. You know, I can't pass up for free. Anyhow, so basically. I laid down money. I paid $65 for the pre-order. I got it from GameStop. I was up there for the midnight release. So I was really pumped for Halo 4. From what I had seen, it was going to be great. But you know, I wasn't exactly sure if new things were added to it were going to make it great or make it worse or you know that sort of thing. Halo 4 is probably one of the best Halos. I mean, I'm going to go out and say the best. I haven't been like, you know, I haven't played Halo 2, Halo 3 all too much, but from everything I've played, Halo 4 seems to be the best. It's everything is just, I mean, even especially compared to Reach, everything's just so well done and very fine tuned. The graphics are amazing. The campaign has some levels that are just, I mean, it is the best looking game on the Xbox. There's some landscape and there's some parts you'll get to. Like, if you haven't played it already, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you will get to some certain places where you'll just be like, wow. I can't believe I'm actually playing this. It really looks that good. Now, of course, there's some the multiplayer, it's very, it's very quick. The servers are good. I haven't had as much lag as I used to have a lot in Reach. The war games, they've really simplified getting to invite people to your party or joining other people and your friends with some parties. You just hit X and the menu's right there, and you scroll down the list of people, and it's very convenient. Nice. I love it too. It's great. Forge is much better. I've actually I played around with Forge a bit on Reach, but I couldn't really do much with that. It was really hard to do. Forge is so much better, especially due to the magnets. Magnets, they are extraordinarily helpful in getting stuff done. Making good maps and just quickening how you build a map. I guess I've been playing. I haven't actually got to the end of the campaign. LJ and Mesa both have. I haven't, so I can't really say too much about it. I have been enjoying it, so far. But multiplayer, which I've been playing a lot, is just. I think the loadouts really add something to the multiplayer. With this, everyone can tune their own loadout to their play style. And, that's what I've done, and I've been doing significantly better than I used to. Especially with the plasma grenades now. You can actually make them your primary grenade, and, man, sticking people. As Keeney well knows.
The sky's dream come true.
Like, every time, if at any time someone starts charging at me, I just, let it go. And, nine times out of ten, I start dropping people as soon as they think they've got me down. It's pretty annoying whenever people do it to me, so I can just imagine how worse I'm making other people's games, and that makes me feel happy inside. I did this one thing in multiplayer when I had the energy sword, and there's this guy, and he was he started to assassinate this other player, and I came and I killed him with the sword as he was performing the assassination animation. And as soon as he did that, they turned around and killed the guy he was assassinating. So he got a double kill, and that guy must have been so pissed.
Yeah.
At losing that assassination. And, me getting a double kill, not only did I yoink his kill, I also killed him on top of that. I felt awesome. I was just like, I ruined someone's day, and that made it all worth it.
Wow.
Okay.
Then in lighter news, I got the first sword assassination of the group. So.
Well, I did one. No, actually, I didn't. But I did get the first triple kill, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know about Ben and Barr's experiences, but I know that I got something before Nels did. And, Assassin's Spree. Assassin's Spree, I think I got the first execution. Anyhow, so I guess, all of this stuff I'm talking about, if you haven't played the game, Slayer has basically been replaced with this mode called Regicide. And, it's
free-for-all Slayer, obviously, default, not team.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, I love it. I love Regicide. I love playing it, but I hate that it's replaced actual Slayer. Basically, Regicide, everything goes by points now. And by killing people, you get certain points by shooting people or, doing certain things, kill from the grave. Assassinations, you get different.
All the different medals points. You get.
Yeah, if you're leading, you are the king, and you're given a bounty on your head. And basically, if someone kills you, they get even more points because you're the king. So it's a great game type, and it's very it's very shaking things up, but there is no Slayer. There is just normal Slayer. 25 kills to win.
It will be coming back.
Well. That's the thing. They've said time and time again before launch, kind of to appease the people that were being like, oh, this game is taking too much influence from Call of Duty. The playlists we've been hearing about with all the kill streaks, they're not really faithful to the classic Halo experience. They've said we are going to be adding in classic playlists post-launch. Classic being the key word here. No one really knows what that means. It's been assumed to mean obviously classic. Well, that means playlists that have been in Halo that did not make the cut, like normal Slayer, like Assault, you know, like modes without all the point scoring systems and then the kill streaks and whatnot. But it could mean something completely different, and they could be referring to, oh, maybe we're just going to release modes that are normal Slayer, but without customized loadouts. You know, and that's all they mean by classic. No one really knows.
I guess here's the thing. It's not like they couldn't do it or it wouldn't take much time. You can create custom games, which is basically Slayer. You just 25 kills to win. If you can create custom games with it, you can. It is so simple for them just to make, you know, classic Slayer an option.
Yep.
I don't understand why they're not doing that. That just bugs me that they would be throwing, like, it's not, it doesn't bug me that they're adding something with the point system in. It just bothers me like they're taking something out, taking a staple of the Halo franchise and taking it out.
Yep.
I guess. Let's see what else. Oh, the disc. Disc 2. The multiplayer.
you didn't talk about that.
Okay, so basically, I have a 4GB Xbox, which is, it's not bad, but you know, I need a little extra memory, and I don't want to buy like a hard drive because, you know, it's kind of pricey. So I just formatted a flash drive, you know, because I heard you're going to need 8 gigs of data. What I didn't know is that they give you a completely separate disc called Disc 2 to play multiplayer on. You know, that's acceptable. You know, I can see why they do that. You know, that's been in other games, not too bad. However, the multiplayer disc doesn't actually let you play multiplayer. Instead, you have to install multiplayer from that disc onto your, you know, onto your drive, basically.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that is. Maybe it probably has something to do with memory or something, but like, I don't know. I just want to play multiplayer without having to install a bunch of crap, because like, it's something weird with my flash drive. About every couple times I play, it will suddenly erase itself. So I have to go and reinstall Disc 2 again. It's just a pain in the rear. I just want to play multiplayer. Like, yeah. That's all. I just want to play multiplayer. Just give me multiplayer in Disc 2. Like, you know, I don't need, you know, Spartan Ops or whatever. I can download those later. Just let me play freaking multiplayer.
Like, if they're going to put in another disc, you may as well let you just play off that disc and make it an optional install.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get rid of having to swap discs, you can just install it. But have the ability to play it off of Disc 2.
Exactly. I don't... That just kind of bugs me.
Yeah.
Like everything else. Let's see. The last thing that bugs me is the new notification system. The new notification system puts a little star to something when you reach the rank, which is great. You think like, oh, cool. I wasn't going to know where I get new stuff or something. But it only tells you when they've, quote unquote, unlocked new stuff. And by unlocked, it means that option is still locked, but you can see it on your dashboard. Like, if you want to go see this new stuff that you can't actually wear, you have to get, like, a certain commendation or whatever first. But you can see it up there. That just bugs me. And they don't notify you when you can actually use it. They only notify you when it pops up on your dash. When it comes on your, like, your loadout thing. That just – first off, annoys me because I just hate having those things up. Like, if Skype – I always have to read every single one of my conversations. I can't, like that little one or two, that orange circle at the bottom of the Skype, you know, that always helps me have something new. That bugs me like crazy. I can't stand that. Same thing with these stars. That just bugs me in general. But also, it's a poor notification system. You can't do anything. You know, they only show you when something's unlocked as opposed to when you get it. So,
yeah,
that's about it. That's really all I have to say. Halo 4 is great. You should buy it. There's a couple little things I wish they would include in, but it's well worth your money. It's very polished. The sounds. I heard from a lot of people the sounds were great. I thought, you know, like, you know, sounds, right? These sounds are I mean, they're amazing. Like, you can't really know how it is until you've actually heard them. But the sound work in this is very, very well done.
Yeah. All
right, I'm done. You can wake up now, LJ.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Besser, do you want to go?
No, you go.
Alright. Okay, so my opinions, I was looking forward to this a lot because I was sick of Reach. Reach is an awful, awful game at this point. I despise it. I normally do not despise games.
But Halo Reach is an exception.
Yeah, but this is actually really good. I like the campaign. I'm not really invested in the story because I'm not I'm not invested in the story at all, basically. That's about it. But the campaign was fun.
Yeah.
The multiplayer is excellent. I really do have a lot of fun with that. I agree it is a little bit annoying to see some of the game types we used to play not here right now.
Rest in peace, One Flag.
Yeah, but I'm glad some of them aren't.
One Flag.
But, yeah, so, but yeah, it is fun. A lot of fun, though. The ordnance system is great. My primary problems with it is, like Kahi mentioned, the whole, you get to see all this cool, neat armor stuff. Like 40 ranks before you can unlock it. Like right now, at the time of this recording, I am rank 34, or SR 34. I go to my helmets. The one helmet I can see that I have to be the furthest rank away is SR 50. I can see the helmet. It's telling me I have to be rank 50, highest rank, before you get into the whole deal with specializations, before I can get this helmet.
Yep.
That's the helmet Enforcer, so I don't really care about it. But, you know, there's that, and the fact that power weapons don't really seem to stay for all that long if you drop them.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting into that a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, that's an extreme inconvenience for me. Because my primary weapon is the energy sword. And I'll die very often while trying to use this. Because I'm still trying to get used to it. Because I use the energy sword a lot. Not trying to be a noob or anything, but I'm just really effective at close range. So you'll see me with close range weaponry. But I'll lose it a lot because Meso over here with his stinking bolt shot, which kills in one hit at close range, if you power it up. And then I go back to where I die. Granted, he hasn't picked it up already. Mm-hmm. And it's gone. And that's kind of annoying. Same with other power weapons or ordnance.
Yeah.
So there's that. But, you know, otherwise, it is very fun. The campaign was enjoyable to play with Meso here. And we did it twice. The original run-through, where we had no idea what was going to happen. And then Legendary, in order to get some armor, which was successful. And Legendary is actually, I found it on co-op to be a lot of fun. Sure, it's challenging at sometimes, but, you know, that's the fun of it. The challenge.
Yep.
As long as it isn't completely overwhelmingly frustrating, which is where I come to Reclaimer. I hate that mission.
The fifth mission of the game. Passion. Yeah.
That I hated that mission. We had connection problems trying to do co-op with the mission Reclaimer. I spent 2 hours, 59 minutes, and 56 seconds trying to do that on my own. That is an awful level. But yeah, but otherwise the game is a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun dealing with the armor abilities, figuring out new ways to overcome opponents, trying my hardest to figure out a way why, how I can defeat Meso with his gosh darn bolt shot.
I like to interject here that Meso should be outlawed from ever using that bolt shot, like, ever. Because I hate that thing.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Very, 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 very. I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, plasma grenade shouldn't be default grenade either because people keep sticking every people with it. But it sucks to be you guys.
Yeah. Anyhow. All right. May I give my opinion?
Go for it.
Okay.
Nope. Nope, you can't.
All right. Then in that case, time to close out the episode. No, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Halo 4. The very same day it was released, me and LJ played a couple games of Big Team Battle on Reach to send off that game. And going from that to this game, man, what a drastic change. Campaign. I actually found the story to be a heck of a lot better than the story of the other Halo games, but maybe that's just me. The graphics are outstanding. The gameplay, at its very core, you spoil all the gimmicks. All the, like, the new weapons, the new enemy class, etc., and just look at the basic gameplay, and it's better than, I'd go so far as to say, Halo 3 and Halo Reach. The only game I think it holds a candle to is Halo 2, which was a very balanced game from the short time I was able to actually play it. I really did enjoy that game. So, the weapons. It's another thing I really love. The variety of the weapons they added, except for the fact that there is only one new Covenant weapon. I don't like that. I do not like the fact that the Promethean arsenal being touted as being like, oh, the biggest thing in Halo 4 is we have a new enemy class, and the enemy class has 6 weapons and 1 mediocre grenade. I don't really like that all too terribly much. But after actually having used all the Promethean weapons, I actually do enjoy the variety they bring to the table, and I think in future games they're going to expand upon that a bit. So hooray for that. As far as game modes go and the war games experience, I find, yeah, it'd be nice to have some of the game modes from the past without all the gimmicks, but I think those will be coming. Already they've announced next week, and keep in mind this is recorded on November 9th, so the week after this, they're going to be adding SWAT to Halo 4 in a matchmaking update. So, they've like announced their matchmaking updates are going to be weekly instead of monthly. So we'll probably get a new playlist every week. Or a playlist that's in existence now will be taken out and it will be replaced with something else for a period of time. So that's interesting. And hopefully they'll be able to add in some of the classic game types with that. A couple of my problems with Halo 4. It's kind of a bit of a retread, but the armor, the fact that you're able to see all this stuff you can't get. Like right now, half of the list of helmets are helmets I can't unlock, be it that I do not have the necessary rank, or be it because they're like skins for the helmets that I have to do certain commendations to acquire. And not only does that clutter up the armory with a bunch of stuff you can't get being locked instead of it just appearing when you actually unlock it, but it is kind of frustrating when you like see 9 new items and it's just a bunch of stuff you can't get until you grind through the ranks a bit. So, another thing, the power weapons. Say what you will about Halo Reach and Halo 3 and Halo 2. Those were very strategic games. You knew, okay. Let's look at Halo Reach, for example. The map Countdown, which I actually like to look at as the definitive Reach map. You have 3 major power weapons, and those are the shotgun, the concussion rifle, and the energy sword. So, what you do is you have one person kind of go for the energy sword. And then you send one person and you're like, okay, I'm going to go for the sword. You go for the shotgun and prevent the enemies from getting that to counter the sword. Then you have another guy go out
and try and procure the concussion rifle, which was the third weapon on that map. And you're like, okay, that's the only other weapon which can really stand the chance of besting those two, unless you're an idiot or unless the enemies start spamming grenades down narrow corridors. So if you could control those three weapons, you had a shot at kind of basically winning the game from the start. It's very predictable. It's very strategic. If you know what you're doing, you can get the hang of, you know, the power weapons on the map and kind of control the battlefield. In Halo 4, you cannot do that for a multitude of reasons, mainly because ordnance drops spawn at the beginning, and they are in predictable locations. So, okay, that part is still there. But when you use it up, unlike Reach, it does not respawn. So say someone has the energy sword, and they're like LJ over here, he's good with the sword. In Halo Reach, he could actually, you know, get the sword, use up all 10 strikes with it, then cycle back around and pick up a new one as it spawns. In Halo 4, if he's able to get the 10 kills with the sword, he's not able to do that because the weapon drops are random, and weapon drops do not really happen all too terribly much in the middle of games, I've noticed. It's like, okay, there's the initial rush, and then nothing else spawns, until maybe the very end when maybe another one will spawn, or another two will spawn. And that's kind of helped in Infinity game types, because you have the personal ordnance, where you can call down weapons based on, you know, the amount of medals you get. So that kind of helps counterbalance that, but I just find that interesting. And then the despawning of the weapons, like LJ mentioned, it's like there are a lot more power weapons in play than in past Halo games, because of the ordnance drops, and in Infinity game types, the personal ordnance. But they don't remain on the field for all too terribly long, unless the players are just like really good with them, which, to be completely honest, I haven't seen happen once. So that's the deal with that. My thoughts on Halo 4? It's a very good game. Very, very good game, especially coming from Halo Reach. It's like the very same day Halo 4 is released, we were like playing Reach, and it's a very drastic difference, I'll put it that way. But it is not a perfect game. No game really can be perfect. There are always going to be problems. But I guess time will tell how many of the problems can be resolved with like title updates and patches and matchmaking updates, and which ones are just, you know, can't really change it because the game plays a certain way, and that's a little hard to alter at this point. But overall, it's a very, very good Halo game. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say it's the best one, but it's definitely the one I've had the most fun with. And I'll leave it at that. Those are my thoughts. The end.
Yep, pretty much. Although, very quickly, another problem the others might find with this game is that I have a strangely unusual knack for winning regicide matches that we have.
By 5 points. I mean,
By 5 points ahead of Mesa. I managed to pull it off 3 times in a row.
Yep. But yes, those are our impressions on Halo 4. I'd like for the others to be here so they could give their impressions, but as a wise bad once said, you can't always get what you want. Okay.
But if you try sometimes, then you just... anyway, what you
I was going to want to do brought to attention this episode, but I think we've ran long enough. I don't think I need to. I didn't expect to be able to talk this long about the stuff we had.
I thought that we were not going to have enough stuff to talk about, but I guess we did.
Yeah. So yes, the more we play Halo 4, we may like talk about it again. As specified, these are our first impressions. Like literally, we haven't even had the game for a week yet. Obviously, stuff will change over time, and if our opinions do change, we'll probably talk about it. So that being said, I guess that about wraps up this episode. Would you guys agree?
Maybe. If enough people want it, maybe we can set up like a subscriber TTV play time. Yeah. By the way, speaking of subscribers, I'd like to officially announce, thanks to everyone who listens to TTV and follows the BioCraft Project, we've finally reached 1,000 subscribers over our 2 years of being on YouTube. So yes. We thank everyone who, you know, watches us and listens to us. And we hope to get BioCraft out soon and continue TTV.
For sure.
Exactly. We've been working on this for quite a while. And we're glad that all of you can contribute to our newfound success. And we hope to reward your faithfulness and subscribing with a natural freaking movie.
Yes.
At some point in time.
Unspecified point in the future.
Near future.
Near future, but unspecified point in the near future, but I guess it's kind of specified when you say near future.
Well, hopefully near future.
Hopefully. That is the key word here. Well, okay. That being said, thank you all for listening and subscribing and being fans. And yes, I agree with LJ. Perhaps we should do that thing where we, you know, we can set up a play date. But if we do decide to do that, more details coming soon. But it can't hurt in the comments to post, hey, I have Halo 4 too.
Oh. Hold on, I forgot something. Last week on TTV, we asked everyone if they would like to hear Kahi yodel on the next TTV episode. And if they post in the comments that they wanted to hear Kahi yodel, we would have him yodel on TTV. We did, in fact, get a comment asking for Kahi yodel. Kahi, would you grace the ears of our listeners with the horribly crooked sound of you yodeling to your heart's content?
Go freaking screw yourself.
Come on, Kahi, we had a deal, and by a deal, I mean, I went ahead and said that, and you did not agree. So come on, yodel, Palo, the fans want to hear.
LJ, do you even know what yodeling is?
I don't care, just do it.
Yeah. You would know that it's like an art, and art is not obtainable unless you
finish. Yeah, well, you're
finished.
The one who's always saying, well, Mozart makes bad art, or wait, no, not Mozart, what am I saying? He's a composer of music, not art.
The composer from Halo 4?
Okay, no, you're always saying, you know, like, these artists, they make bad pieces of art, and, you know, that's...
And I'm not going to be one of those artists, so...
Well, come on, yodel.
I don't think so.
Just once.
At this point, okay, I'll make a sort of deal here, since LJ has sort of stepped in for me. If you guys go down, leave a comment saying you want LJ to pay me $10, and LJ pays me $10, then I will yodel. But it's not going to be worth $10.
It's not going to be worth $10.
What do you know now? But, like, you know, if LJ can do this, I can do this too. Let's face it. We all need money, right? Or you can ask LJ when BioCraft is going to be released. What's the release date for BioCraft in the comments? Just you can go ask that, because that's obviously such a great question for you guys to ask.
You know what? In fact, if you yodel, I will release the release date for BioCraft.
You mean the one you don't know yourself?
Oh, no. I know it for sure. Go ahead, Kai. I'm willing to make the deal that if you yodel on the next episode of TTV, I'll release the release date, if the fans want that.
If they want that. Gee, I wonder, do our fans want the release date for BioCraft?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
If it was in your hands, I'd be like, oh, cool, but I know I'm doing work on BioCraft, and as long as I don't have my work done, I don't know what else you're gonna do until then, because like you don't know how to do the stuff that we all do, like breathe and think and make friends. So yeah.
Well,
I tried, guys. I tried. At least I remember. We can end the episode now, myself.
Okay. I want to thank you all for listening, and be sure to like, comment, rate, subscribe.
Oh, good grief. Don't do this. Why not? Every episode, you got to get with the times, man. Rating is like, you might as well say, hey, go visit our MySpace page if you want to find out more about the Tree Virtues podcast. No, MySpace is like 2006. You're like, you know, rating is old school. Come on.
Well,
like, favorite,
yes,
and share and subscribe.
That anyway. Too. Like, comment, rate, share, subscribe. So, anyways. I will talk to you guys next time, and I'm Messina.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kai.
And this was TTB episode 47. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. Time to go play some Halo 4.